Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Wow, good morning, Radio Boomer Live listeners. Risa, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Well, you know, I hate to sound repetitive, but this weather is just unbelievable. I mean, I know people are going, yeah, we've heard that before, but you got to be kidding me. It's like the same old boring 78 degrees, beautiful sunny day. And Risa, we're cranking, so much stuff going on. And I know you've been doing the auditions, knocking them out right and left. It's a busy time.
I've been working on projects that I can't talk about. It's really unfortunate. Everything is so secret nowadays. But
hey,
I've been working with some rappers and some doing some really fun, exciting things with millennials. So
somebody said hit us with some birthdays. Well, if you remember the Beatles, Paul McCartney turned 75 today, and Christopher Lloyd. If you remember Back to the Future, I think he follows Eric on one of his sites there. And what do we got here? Richard, you remember the guy that played Paladin? I'll ask you that. And then we got to move on to our hot topics here.
Yeah, I do.
Paladin. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Another birthday. Richard.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is kind of really a hot topic because the news is all a flutter about the immigrant children being separated from their parents. And I got to tell you, I take the side of, oh, come on, guys, let's not be so hard. We've got to do something. Trump did run on a platform of he was going to reform immigration policy or illegal immigration policies. And I'm kind of taking offense at people saying, well, they're immigrants and they're separating them from their children. Well, no, they're people who are crossing the border illegally, and they're bringing their children with them, knowing that that is what's going on. They're acting like their parents get no blame or have no responsibility for this. And at the same time, we have the Dreamers who have been here, and we're saying, well, it's not their fault they were here. Their parents brought them here. We can't have it both ways. We've got to figure out something. Now, no one wants to see these horrible pictures of two-year-olds crying because they're separated from their mother or their father or both. But also at the same time, we can't keep allowing people to just flood over the borders. And people think it's a racist thing. I get that. But it is primarily a problem with one country. So, folks, I don't know what the answer is. Certainly we don't want to keep seeing this happening. But America is supposed to be a country of law. We have immigrants here who have migrated legally from every nation. We got to do something. So I don't know. But think about it. We got to be fair and impartial about this. We need to enforce law. And all I can say is pray. You know, at this point, pray. We've got to work something out. That's my hot topic for this morning. And yours, Jim?
Well, we got a historic meeting, as you guys know, between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It ended last week with a promise and a positive tone regarding request for, you know, the total denuclearization of North Korea, an old problem. But the problem is it's been building and building, and he's been getting more and more into the nuclear arsenals. President Trump said the North Korean leader pledged at the historic summit last Tuesday to move towards complete denuclearization, while the U.S. promised its longtime adversary security guarantees. So this is like historic. The negotiations that had a goal of dismantling what Trump described as North Korea's very substantial nuclear arsenal could have notable ramifications for the region. This is a big surprise. And when it was stated that it would stop military exercises with our longtime ally, South Korea, the president said that his agreement with North Korea will be beneficial for China and other countries because it would end the denuclearization situation. It would end the embargoes and the sanctions, so that would open up trade. So it would be good for everybody. Ruling expected an AT&T Time Warner merger, a court victory that the government could lead to more antitrust enforcement. A federal judge ruling regarding whether to block AT&T's $85 billion Time Warner merger. That's big business. Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade, his suicides left crisis hotlines, inundated with all the calls because they put out the information on how to contact these people if there was a situation. But what happened was when they televised the broadcast, they were inundated with calls from people. It shows the need people have. A New Jersey school teacher devoted 45 years to helping students with disability. Now she is learning. What she's doing is in her class, she's lending them. She's not lending. She's leaving them $1 million. Cool. Domino's is fixing potholes in the state. What they're doing is they're supporting all these problems they're having, and they're fixing the potholes with their logo on them. So that's one way to get your word out. A drone cop, a single drone significantly helped reduce the crime in a city in Mexico. So it goes to show you that there's a future for that. And strong earthquakes near Osaka, Japan, killing three, injuring hundreds of people. The quake knocked over walls and set off fires all over the area. So that's just a few of the things going on in the news, Aretha. And there's just so much news that I'm just trying to fill you in on a few of the things. And from that,
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, Easy Way Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers say.
We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Well, guys, how about that? There's so much going on in the EasyWay empire, and we have a very special guest on. And when I say very special, I mean this is a very special lady. She just finds the time in her life to do so many good things. She's a producer, and she's an author, a speaker, and she is in the category of doing one of the things that God would really, really be on her side on this. And she has a documentary, I pronounced that wrong, and an event coming up. Her name, drum roll, is Mary Crowley. And I'm going to see if we got her here on the line. Mary, are you on with us?
Yes. Hi.
There we go. There she is. Hello, Mary. And
good morning, Mary.
This is Aretha Gray.
Yes, hi, guys. Aretha,
this is
hi,
Mary.
Hi, Aretha.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. Good to talk to you guys on this beautiful Monday morning.
Well, Aretha doesn't mind telling everybody it's a beautiful Monday morning in California. She just wants you to hear it from afar if you're in another state, you know. So anyway, we just wanted to, you know, show our appreciation to you because what you do is beyond amazing. And with your, now you have a TV show you're working with, Now Is the Time, and
yes,
author, speaker. How do you find time to do all this stuff, and what kind of got you in the path of what you're doing, which is so beneficial to these children and everything? Where was that turning point in Mary's life that this started?
Yeah. Well, I've been doing interviews for the last 15 years, and it seems like there was always a thread running through some of the interviews that I saw that women were being taken advantage of, and some of them have gotten into the, you know, the stripping industry or things like that because of the monetary reasons for money. But then I was doing an interview at UCLA last year, and it was one of my friends, Sharon Nye, has a organization called Justice Speaks, where they're working in Thailand with some of these people up in the northern districts of Thailand so that they wouldn't get into sex trafficking for money.
Wow.
Sometimes their parents will actually, you know, sell them into the trafficking industry for money for the family. So I started getting involved with it about a year ago. So I've been overseas. I went to Thailand, Hong Kong, China, number of cities around the world. But I started seeing, Jim, that we're having a major problem in the United States. And so I'm focusing on the trafficking, the anti-trafficking movement here right in America.
Wow.
Mary, that's a topic that's near and dear to my heart also. So many people don't realize that human trafficking is taking place right under our noses. And it's not just with foreign women. It's with young girls brought here from the Midwest, runaways that have no idea what they're getting themselves into. It's absolutely unbelievable.
And, you know, Reith, you said it happens everywhere. I was talking to a lady who works with this. I'll introduce her to you down in the San Diego area. And I said, where is this kind of happening? Is there certain areas, certain cities in Orange County or L.A.? She goes, any city, pick an intersection. Wow. You know? So
they're using social media, Jim. You know, it's just not girls that are even runaways or foster care. Those are the kind of a very high ratio that people get into it. But, you know, they're grooming them right in the schools. and social media, and also like on video chat rooms. There's a number of things that you're utilizing to lure these girls in. And, you know, so often these girls will do these selfies and, you know, guys will say, well, give me a selfie of yourself, you know, maybe take off your top. I want to see it. And then they'll use these photos to blackmail them. So there's just a lot of different ways that they lure the girls in to this.
And then
it's
they
not
say
just
that
girls,
once
young boys too.
And then they say once they get them, if they don't go along with them, they'll attack their family or something. It's really really a mean business there. And they
well,
say
actually,
it's big money too.
Well, yeah, actually 2 weeks ago I was at a women's conference and I was sitting next to a gal who actually spoke at the conference. At 14, she was lured by a tall, dark, and handsome guy. She was saying that she really wanted the Disney fairy tale romance, and this guy gave it to her at first, but then he took pictures of her and this and that, and after a while, then he said, unless you start working for me, I'm going to show these pictures to your family, blackmail her, and I'll hurt them, even kill them. So, you know, so she started working at 14 for this guy, and eventually got out of it, but it was horrific circumstances she was in.
Wow. And a lot of these girls don't know that they can escape. And some of these men really are very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Well, big time. And, Mary, you said you have a TV situation, TV show. Now is the time. Give us a brief about that.
Well, I've had a program called Now is the Time, and I've been around the world interviewing different people. My goal in life is to get people to find out what their purpose and plan that God has given to them. Each person has a destiny. And a lot of people wake up and they really don't know what they want to do. And so I try to put on programs that will help people to be what their plan and purpose is. And a lot of the plan is to take action. And so that's what the plan Now is the Time is to get people to wake up and say, now is the time to take action today.
And how do people watch the program?
Well, it is on the Way TV network. You can also go to my website, which is Mary Crowley. It's spelled MeriCrowley.com. You can watch some of the programs on my website or on YouTube. But if they go to my website, it will tell the different affiliate stations that I'm on.
That statement is so beyond important because we were talking about that last night. I was talking with Eric and Dante about that, and the time goes by so fast, and Reefa and I have been through this many times. The time goes so fast in your life that if you keep waiting for something, guess what? It's not going to happen. If you're in your house and you're thinking, well, I want to redo that cabinet or something, that cabinet will never be redone, and you will never have that event unless you start getting ready to do it. Because, boy, we know that 5, 10, 20 years goes by fast, and your show now is the time, boy. That is that true?
Well, and that's why they say fail to plan to fail. So people, you have to have a consistent plan and look at your goals, because otherwise the day goes by and you have to take action. It's just like a garden. If you don't, we have to pull the weeds and we have to actually plant the seeds and do what we need to do. Otherwise, the weeds just grow. A garden just
becomes
beautiful.
Yeah.
Doesn't just grow. You have to plant the seeds and pull the weeds.
Why is it that if you ignore your backyard and you don't do anything, a beautiful lawn doesn't appear like, whatever it is, a Kentucky bluegrass. If you leave it and walk away, it's all weeds. Why couldn't it be the other way where it's all nice grass? I don't know. But anyway, so you're an author, too, and your speaking situation, you've been all over speaking, right? I mean, you've kind of been all over the world.
Yeah, I just got back from Vancouver, British Columbia, and Seattle. I was speaking at several different places, but I'm doing this Freedom Ball in the fall with Dr. Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King. This is 50 years since Dr. King was I was assassinated. And so, you know, this ball is the call to the ball that we are bringing people together and to really come against, you know, the modern day slavery, which is sex trafficking. And, you know, so people, if they want to get involved, the Freedom Ball, you know, easy way is going to be involved with that with Eric and Dante. So, you know, we're there to produce content that I believe will change culture. And a lot of that is making people aware of what the problem is and then taking action to stop it.
Now,
where is the Freedom Ball going to take place?
It's going to be at the Viceroy L'Hermitage Hotel in Beverly Hills, right on, you know, Burton Way. So it's a beautiful venue. It's a boutique hotel. We're going to be right on the roof, which is an awesome venue because you can see the whole downtown L.A. skyline, the Hollywood sign, the Century City backdrop. We're going to have a red carpet there. And so it's going to be a great event, and some great people will be there.
I think Eric's going to be there with you. And what's the date on that again?
The date is October 12th. It's a Friday evening. And it's going to be from 6 to 9, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to have different people there. A.C. Green, used to be one of the Lakers. He's going to be there. I'm going to have the DA of Orange County, Tony Rakakis, has committed to coming. They have an incredible in Orange County. You know, they've really made a lot of inroads because Orange County is actually an area where a lot of the traffickers bring the gals because of all the, you know, the Disneyland and a number of it's a tourist destination.
Right, to attract them, yeah. And the
yes.
The documentary and series on anti-trafficking, give us a little brief rundown about that.
Well, it's going to be called Freedom Cry. And, you know, I was just going to do the documentary, but then I met with a producer, and she said, you know, it might be better to do a 7-part series on it because it's such a big subject. You know, there's so many different levels of it. You know, the grooming process, you know, how they groom the gals. There's a huge link between pornography and sex trafficking, which, you know, we'll go into detail about how they, you know, the girls with the social media. So we're going to have different subjects on it. So we've been filming for the last 6 months. So, you know, I've been raising money and working with sponsors and things like that. So if any of the listeners that are listening want to get involved, you know, they can also be one of the sponsors at the event for the Freedom Ball or for producing the series as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll be there with bells on. And you've noticed over the years that you've entered into the social media world, and that, I mean, although it's got its negative sides regarding the trafficking, the advertising, the way those people do it, it probably benefits you a little bit, too, where you can get your word out on the social. Do you keep up with that stuff?
Oh, yeah. No, social media is great. I mean, the Facebook, the Instagram, you know, Twitter, all that is great to really let people know what is going on, and you can implement it for the good. So, yes,
absolutely.
I use social media all the time.
So give us all of your social media, how people can get in touch with you one more time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they can go to my website, which is marycrowley.com, and Mary is spelled MeriCrowley.com. Facebook, I have like 3 Facebook pages, but Mary Crowley, just put my name out there, and one of them is maxed out, so I have a public figure page and a ministry page, too, because I am also a minister as well, and, you know, on Instagram and Twitter, it's Mary Crowley.
Keep it simple. That's what I say all the time. If you use your real name, people will be able to find you. That's great.
And
so
I'm looking forward
to the ball. Is it going to be a full ball where we get to dress up very elegantly?
Oh, yes. Yes, it'll be. People can dress to impress. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a red carpet with some celebrities on there. Hopefully you guys will both be there. And we're going to even televise it. So it's going to be a great night and to raise money for the anti-trafficking movement, modern-day slavery, and to also come together in unity. You know, this is one of the sayings, just in closing here, God told me that I'm not called men to be pimps, pirates, or pawns, but princes and kings. And so the 50 years of Martin Luther King, you know, we want to honor men. You know, they're called by God to be kings, and they're called to love women, not abuse them, and you know, not confuse them, abuse them. And so, you know, that's the thing. Men need to be taught, and that's why yesterday being Father's Day, you know, I have a great father who died several years ago of leukemia. So, you know, this is a time that men need to have mentors and role models. And I think Dr. Martin Luther King was indeed a role model for many.
Absolutely.
Modern day slavery.
You're familiar with the Easy Way Access, and that's another form of getting together and, you know, communicating all this kind of information. And it's been really spreading. So, you know, however we can help you out, we're there. And but thank you for coming on, Mary. And
look forward to the ball in the fall.
The ball in the fall.
Yes, and I look forward, the ball in the fall. Okay, well, thank you for having me on, you guys, and thank you to all the Easy Way listeners. God bless you guys. Have an awesome week.
Well, God bless
you
for your work, for the work you do.
Okay.
And, very interesting, Rita, and wow. We need 1,000 Marys out there to help in this terrible situation with the trafficking. And from
absolutely.
That,
well, moving on to commercial, and then we're going to go right into Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that applause. And I have somebody who's really worthy of much, much, much applause. And she is an icon in the music world and the co-writer of one of the greatest hits of all times. And we'd like to hear a little bit of that, if that's possible. The name of the... Here you go. That's what I want too, some money. But right now, I want some of that honey from our friend, Janie Bradford. Are you there?
I'm here, Carmelita.
All right. Now, how did you like that introduction?
I did. Took me back, 50 years? even though I'm only 27.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't look like you've been around that long. Yeah, well, I'm just so pleased and privileged to have you as our guest today on Carmelita's Corner, and for you taking out from your busy day. I know you're getting ready for the big event that you are putting together. And on that note, I'd like to have all of our listeners out there know that Janie Bradford is also the founder of the HAL Awards. Can you tell us about that and what HAL stands for?
Well, HAL stands for Heroes and Legends. So we just tried to fancy it up and get a short name and call it HAL.
That's right.
But the purpose of HAL is to give scholarships to children in the arts, any form of the arts. It doesn't have to be music. They can be a dress designer or whatever, as long as they're involved in the arts. And
mm-hmm.
we raise money to give them scholarships, even though when you're there, it's like a Motown reunion because they'd be coming from Detroit and everywhere they've moved to kind of gather at this event. So it is a Motown reunion, but it has a purpose.
Yes, a Motown reunion mm-hmm. with a purpose, and I can testify to that because I had the privilege of going to one of your events at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Just an amazing spectacle of the people that we see on the screen and stage and that are connected to Motown, of course. And it's just a wonderful event. And I would encourage those of you who want to support this event to check it out. And what's the date going to be this year, Janie?
September 23rd, and they can go to HAL, just HALAwards.com, and go to the website, and we'll give all the information, dates and times, and
mm-hmm.
all that good stuff.
Well, I'm putting me down, Janie. I'm going to be there.
All right. Going to be looking for you. We need you there. We need to support these young kids. And
mm-hmm.
you know, that came about through Motown, actually. My office was next door to the guy that did the song pushing at that time, get the songs covered by other artists. And then he would listen to the kids with the new songs when they'd come in. And a lot of times he would pass on them. And by me being next door and could hear, I would say, oh, wow, that song could have been saved. He told him to bring the chorus to the top or use the tile more or change the melody, whatever was needed. And I would say, well, whenever I get a chance, I'm going to help these kids. And by me being a Gemini, that second Gemini stepped up and say, when you get a chance, you'll never get a chance. Just start. So I just started, you know. And
you know,
from day one, it was a success. This is our 29th consecutive. I love that word, consecutive.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Coming up.
And yes. And I was going to say, what you just said is so, so powerful. Everybody, just start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they just start. And that's very, very significant, very, very good advice, as a matter of fact. And did you remember Vonnie Hilton Sweeney, by the way? Do you remember
her? Oh, yes, very, very well. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, she was also an icon in the music world, and she was like a sister to me. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, going way back. And so she pulled me into the pre-Grammy Awards and the gala. And
that she held every year, yeah.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. had that for 23 years while mm-hmm. she was with us, and then she's gone on to glory. And up there, you know, in the higher place, celebrating, and I believe she's one of our angels, and I know she's one of mine because I just feel her presence, her, you know, her friendship and love. But the way she told me that it got started was very similar to what you have done. She said that when she was with a record label in Hollywood, she would notice all the young talent coming around, and many of them unknown, and she thought that they needed some exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she heard a special message from the higher power that we all call God, and that, you know, that was basically ordained for her to do. And so she started doing what she said, giving a light to the sung and the unsung heroes,
mm-hmm.
and putting us all together. And I was basically a behind-the-scenes person. You know, every once in a while I'd pop up and I'd do something or sing on a pre-Grammy show or what have you. But I was mostly in charge of the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how that all happened. And, of course, James Brown was one of our biggest backers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were all part of that family. And I know that you must have met the godfather of soul.
Yes, several times.
Do you have any stories you can tell us about the times that you met with him?
Not that I can tell you. No.
Okay. Well, we'll save that
we'll skip
for another.
Over that one.
We'll save that for another chapter.
Yeah.
In your book.
Yeah.
Have you started your book, or do you already have one out?
No, I don't already have one out, but nobody knows. But I am working on one right now as we speak.
I wonder where that thought came from. Somebody, a little birdie, told me that you must have one in the works or something.
Robert Bateman, Berry Gordy, Smokey Robinson, Brian Holland, and myself. We're called the First Five at Motown, so that's
mm-hmm.
the name of the book, The First Five.
Okay.
And it's really about our stories and our life, how it intertwined with Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a book that I'm going to be looking forward to.
I hope so. I'm working on it.
Absolutely.
Trying to work on the event and the book. And, well, Geminis, we do that. We're not happy unless we're doing several things at one time.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch. What did you just say?
I just say working on the book and working on the event, but being a Gemini, we're not happy unless we're working on several things at one time.
Well, you know, I'm a Pisces, but sometimes I wonder if I'm a Gemini because I like to multitask, you know.
Uh-huh.
I get bored if I'm just doing
one thing.
Yeah. So I have to juggle, like
mm-hmm.
keep all the plates up in the air while you're juggling. And that keeps me going, you know, keeps my juices flowing.
Well, good.
But anyway, it's all good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. So are you having it again this year at the same location, the Halloween?
Beverly Hills. Oh, yeah, we've been at the Beverly Hills, I think, almost for the last 20 years. This is our 29th. We've been there close to 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do you have, in terms of help, or besides the angels, who are helping you?
And they are angels. I have a volunteer committee. Some of
mm-hmm.
them have been with me the complete 29 years. Only maybe a secretary or so get paid, but the rest of them are complete volunteer, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. So
yes, you should.
We just put it together.
Because yes, you're doing God's work. You should love it. It's wonderful. And
yes.
Helping these young people come along, you know, there's just so much talent. Oh, my goodness.
And then a lot of them are just community
yes.
schools or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
if it was not for our little scholarship that we give them, maybe they wouldn't go to the piano class this year and take that to continue. We've had
mm-hmm.
some great successes. One
mm-hmm.
of our biggest successes is called Flying Lotus. It's like an underground artist, but he's
mm-hmm.
in movies and he's on these game things, his music, and just phenomenal. We gave him two scholarships. What you call them, the next year, if they're still in school and doing good, a continuation. There were several others. A girl named Lady Sticks, who played with some of the best. Fell president of the, not the Grammys, the Musicians Union.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started years ago, he was a teenager, and we gave him an award. Now he's the president. He sent us a note, and he said, if it wasn't for you guys, don't
mm-hmm.
you love things like that?
Yes, don't you just love it?
I mean, yeah.
You get those good news stories,
mm-hmm.
and you know
mm-hmm.
you had something to do with planting that seed, and
mm-hmm.
you see it blossom and just grow. It is really wonderful. You know, I guess you know I'm a former LA Unified school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're my babies now. And when I see them and coming along as they do, you know, it really does mean something, you know.
It does.
And I keep running into them because I've been, my time as a school teacher was several years, more than I probably cared to say,
mm-hmm.
but I run into them a lot, and now they're grown, and And some of them have gone into the music world, you know.
Well, so similar to that, years ago, I used to teach a songwriter's class. And I was out once, and here's this man came up to me, looked older than me. He said, you don't know who I am, but I used to go to your songwriter's class. And I said, I find that a lot. Like you say, they were kids then, but they've grown up over the past 20 years or so, and you're looking at them, yeah. And they tell me,
yes.
I used to go to your class.
Yes, and you know, we look the same to them, but
yeah,
we don't recognize them always, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, on that note, I just want to, again, thank you for coming on our show and to congratulate you for all the wonderful work that you've done in the music world. And a belated happy birthday to you, Janie. I know you had your birthday June the 2nd, this month.
Yes.
So just keep on celebrating many, many more birthdays because we need you.
Well, thank you, Carmelita.
Okay. Take care and thanks again.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
So, guys, we have, you know, you could see by the guests that come on the show. These are people that we go out to restaurants and you hear the music, and a lot of them, you know, the 50s, 60s music. And these are the kind of people we have on the show that are related to this kind of stuff. So,
absolutely. Carmelita,
you know,
knows,
I mean?
everybody from Motown and all of those good old songs where the lyrics were lyrics, you know, the love songs were love songs.
But, you know, Reith, it's interesting. Why is it that when you go to some of these restaurants, they always play the same era music? And some of the younger people say they just like that stuff because you can hear the words and the stories. Like, now, I don't know, you just don't hear them the same. And I don't know, it's just interesting. But, you know, I wanted to, not that I want to just, you know, promote stuff and that, but I'm getting on board with some of this stuff. Like, I'm not really a coffee drinker, but we got Tyler's Coffee we're working with, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to try some of this stuff because I hear about, but there's a million coffees out there, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I want, and yet, here's a coffee that's good for you, you know? So I'm thinking, and then I hear on the radio the other day, they did studies that show that coffee actually is a good thing. I'm not going to go into details, but it's good for your health. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get on that. And then I'm reading a book. I'm not a big reader, Reith, but it's a New Mind, New Body, The Inner Makeover for a New You. And I'm thinking, well, there's a lot of stuff people talk about, you know, redoing yourself. It's by Gregory P. Brown. He's MD. And I thought, you know, I started going through it, and I started realizing, you know, like we were talking about, unless you make a change or do something, you go along status quo, and it's called entrenchment. You get into a certain way of life, and you just do your things. But is it really healthy? Are you changing things and going on a path that might lead you to a little bit more exciting life, you know? And I'm noticing it makes a difference. I don't know if you out with me, Reith?
Yeah.
All right, now, and the other one with the Boomer Boost, boomerboost.com.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, Jim hit on this a little bit earlier in our hot topics about the AT&T Time Warner merger. A lot of people are really excited about it. A lot of people are really upset about it. Apparently, even the investors in AT&T weren't real thrilled because they sold off a lot of their stock. I'm more concerned from the consumer end, since I'm a consumer. And I see this as being really not good for the consumer. They are billing it as, oh, we'll get free TV now if we're AT&T customers. There are no free lunches, folks. That has not changed. We are not going to get free TV. There will be a price. I remember back in the 70s, maybe, when cable first came out, And it was this mysterious thing that only rich people had because it was only in the rich neighborhoods. But it only cost $5 a month. And it was in the rich neighborhoods because they were so remote that they couldn't pick up the broadcast signals. So they ran these cables so they could get television into their homes. Well, we're at a point now where cable TV can literally cost you a couple of $100 a month to watch what used to be free TV. So I'm a little concerned if they're already charging us so much money for cable. How much more will they be able to charge once they bundle it and it's really a monopoly? Now, the court says that it's not a trust. It's not going to be a monopoly. I find that extremely hard to believe. It also goes back to the days when the movie companies, the movie studios, used to own the movie theaters. And that was a problem because they controlled the content. Well, that's exactly what this is leading to. Just like the movie studios could control what was in theaters and block out all the little guys, I'm afraid that this might be the same situation, that the AT&T, who owns all the cables now, and other people have to rent the cables and use the cables for the most part, will be able to control most of the content. So we will get one opinion. And people think, oh, that's not a big deal. Well, it kind of is, because we only see one side of the story. I would like to believe that it would be a good thing. I would love to believe that, you know, all the AT&T executives and people who make the decisions will be fair and unbiased and will get a well-balanced look at everything that's coming across the tube. But I just find that very hard to believe. We're having more and more big companies own more and more things. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm an Amazon Prime member. I shop at Whole Foods. I like that particular monopoly. But even that scares me a little bit. And this one scares me a little bit more. Can we do anything about it? Probably not. It's a done deal at this point. But there are going to be more and more of these type mergers taking places, and we're going to have fewer and fewer people controlling more and more things. So just as consumers, I think we're going to have to pay attention. We're going to have to watch what's going on and speak up. This happened on one day, and the next day they were up and running. It was a done deal. So just keep your eyes open. Pay attention. They broke up Ma Bell years ago, but it looks like AT&T is going to be bigger than Ma Bell ever was. So that's kind of my tech time for today. It's not really telling you how. Just pay attention. All
okay,
right.
Okay, baby boo.
It's time for Jim.
From Jim.
Okay, that's me. Hello, guys. And, you know, when I talk about some of the stuff, Reef and I are trying to kind of have a little influence and create a little change with all of you. And unless you do it, like we were talking about earlier in the show, you just have to, like there's a t-shirt, just do it. And what we were talking about with the book, you know, you just have to, I don't know how else to say it. You know, now is the time, like Mary was saying. And I'm thinking, you know, we work with some of the people, like with the Tyler's Coffee, okay. So I'm thinking, well, okay, there's all this out there, but here's the coffee that's literally good for you. And, okay, so I'm going to start, instead of just listening, I'm going to start doing some. Well, I'm almost 70, and I noticed, like, wow, I can't do the same things. I don't get out of the car as fast. Why is that? Well, then I'm, you know, hearing some of the information with the you know, New Mind, New Body, with the book by Gregory Brown. And I'm looking through this, I'm thinking, you know, unless I start getting some of this information or reading about some of this stuff, there's not going to be a change. So I start looking through it, and then I'm looking through the Boomer Boost, the boomerboost.com. And, okay, so I'm trying the product. And as time goes on, you know, and then we have Dr. Lee with the New Wellness team, and listening to a lot of her stuff. That's Michael Jackson's a nutritionist. And I'm putting all this stuff together with the book, New Mind, New Body. Okay, I'm reading some of that. And let's mix up my boomer boots. And I'm starting all of a sudden to notice, like, we have this exercise area in the backyard. It's full of cobwebs. And we got all this equipment. And now I'm going out there, but it's not like I'm taking a power drink or something. It's like all natural stuff. And it might sound corny or something like that, but we got bb.easyweighthealth.com. And all these kind of products we're dealing with, it just makes a difference, you know. And we also have a situation when people talk about getting their book on. So a lot of people have a book on health and so on and so forth. Well, we have a situation where it's a in-house member owns one of the biggest book publishing companies. And it's just, we can put you on a pathway to be a bestseller. So now I'm looking at these books and I'm thinking, maybe I should do a book. But the bottom line is, I'm trying to make her, unless you do some of this stuff, unless you, you know, just like, oh, okay, there it is. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Start delving into it. And like the New Mind, New Body book. All right, I'm going to take some time and start reading this. I'll tell you, it makes a difference. You start feeling better and you start looking better. And well, I don't know about that for me, but just the energy level. But I don't want a higher energy level by just doing a bunch of sugar drinks, you know? And anyway, that's I just wanted to cover some of that stuff. So the boomer specific time block, that's another thing I'd like to talk about, because Reef and I share a lot of this information. Easy Way Networks, Easy Way Broadcast, we're going to have a specific boomer specific time block, because I'm putting all this stuff together in my head. We got, you know, the boomer boost and the book Mind Body. We got all this great stuff. And now Dr. Lee coming on board. Wait a minute. This is some life-changing stuff that can literally add time to your life, you know, and keep you healthier and so on and so forth. And so I'm not just going to report it. I'm going to get on board with this stuff. And so that's what I did. And that's, you know, that's what I was thinking was, why not try some of this stuff? Because I'm so busy. We're reporting all this stuff. But I'm looking around seeing, like, man, this is some top-level people, you know, Dr. Lee and Dr. Greg Brown. Why don't I jump on some of this stuff? And I'll call Aretha and share some of it with her. And it's not like we're in bad shape. We're not in the greatest shape. We're kind of middle road. But we could be in better shape by doing some of this. The thing is, it's like, you know, it's like we're talking about, you know, you just have to do it. I mean, now is the time, right? So that's kind of it. And I had some top fives I wanted to share with you, but I don't know.
I knew that there was a need because my father had a need. And if my father had a need, then how many other people have needs? The key to Tyler's coffee is the roasting process, because Mother Nature makes the coffee bean. We can only work with the processing.
We knew we wanted to go USDA certified organic. We wanted to be the purest and cleanest coffee in the world. We had to source stuff from Africa. We had to source stuff from Brazil. We had to source stuff from Chile. And we put it through our proprietary Z roasting processor. So what that really truly means to you is that the coffee doesn't have inflammatory properties in it. I'm dedicated to serving 50 million Americans that suffer from stomach-related modalities, and also the millions of other people that just deserve a great-tasting cup of coffee that's healthy and safe.
So, Reith, we talked about some of the stuff regarding the health, and I think we both realized it's just about doing it, right?
Yeah.
You know, you just gotta take the time. And, you know, I don't know how you're doing with this, because we talked about falling off the wagon. And with the, you know, we talked about the veggie drinks, how you take, I told you, cabbage, spinach, zucchini, carrots, and broccoli. It's supposed to be some of the best. There's a lot more. But if you just throw a little chunk of each in a blender, mix it with some water and If it doesn't taste good, you could add a little bit of your veggie drink or something to it. And you start drinking that twice a day, and like we talked about, you don't have to go to the expensive gym and pay all this money. Just some walking and some stretching, you'll start feeling better. You know,
I've been a member of a gym for so many years that my gym membership is $50 a year. It's
wow.
The cost of a meal at a decent restaurant. So, yeah, I keep my membership whether I go or whether I don't go. Sometimes it's just worth it, you know? And
yeah.
I've got a lifetime membership for $50 a year. They've sold it about 3 different times. But each time they sell the gym, they have to sell the lifetime memberships along with it. So it's sometimes those lifetime, I don't even know if they sell them anymore, but sometimes those lifetime deals pay off in the long run.
$50 a year, that's pretty good. But they say a lot of people buy the equipment, bring it home, and it turns into a coat rack, and they don't use it.
Right, that's why I stopped buying the equipment.
Yeah, and they join a gym and don't go. But you know what? If you don't do some of this stuff, like I decided to get on the Boomer Boost program and just, okay, I'll mix the stuff up, take a drink, and you feel the stuff in you go through your body, and it's so much research. I'm thinking, okay, if they spent so many years researching this, it's got to be good, and gets inside the electrolytes and all that, because otherwise we're living on burgers and Cokes and things, and that may catch up to you. We take the time. How much does it time, if you can get used to doing it, you know, if you can get a program where you take so much time in the day to do a little bit of your exercise and drink a couple veggie drinks.
2 minutes.
A little Boomer Boost, you know, it makes a difference. Now, are you on a regimen, Reith?
Well, I'm paleo, so I eat caveman style, the things you can hunt and gather. I fall off the wagon every once in a while. If I go to a restaurant, I will have bread, which isn't really paleo. I'm not a pizza person, but I've been doing this play in our gathering spot after the play has been shaky, so I've eaten more pizza probably in the last weekend than I have in the last year. But for the most part, I eat paleo, and it's been good for me. I'm a meat eater, so
yeah.
I incorporate probably more meat in my diet than I should. But I love vegetables. I love fruits. And so paleo works for me, and it's not a diet per se. It's a way of life, a way of eating.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
And so do you notice the difference when you – take a little bit of time. Reith takes a little bit of time and tries to do a little bit of the correct stuff. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can tell the difference. And I'm thinking, why don't I do this all the time?
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reith Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.